before, but it never really sunk in. So this year it was this name Jesus. And what his name means and who this Christ child was. So you'll hear that at the very end. But I want to pick up Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout all the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee, and he took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging room available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in their fields nearby, keeping watch of their sheep, and suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared with this vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all those who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart. She thought about them often. The shepherds, they went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. 8 days later, when the baby was circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel even before he was conceived. Here's the reading of God's word. Let's start with prayer. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we've heard this great news before, but yet, Lord, tonight I want to be moved in a new direction. I want to be moved out of my complacency at times, and I want to make haste, Lord, like the shepherds. I want to experience you, Lord, in a new way, and I pray that would be true for all of us tonight, Lord, so that the work of your Holy Spirit start in our hearts tonight. Begin a new, Lord, a new fire, a new spark, that we might go and tell and experience this baby in the manger. I pray this, Lord, in your name. Amen. So I was thinking about this naming process. And those of you who have children, or maybe yourself, you might wonder, why my parents ever give me the name that I have? You might like it or you might not. So I was thinking, Linda and I were married, wow, just shy of age 20. That would be really young today, wouldn't it? We would wait 3 years before trying to have children. That was the advice of our pastor, saying, "You guys are really young. Why don't you wait? Why don't you really fall in love with each other?" So we waited 3 years, and with the excitement and the approaching of our first child, we were going through all kinds of names. I wanted a biblical name for a boy, so I was thinking Andrew. Andrew will be a good biblical name for good show back then, along with the storybook. And so my wife Brenda had watched that, and Cassandra, she liked Cassandra. We can call her Cassie for short. So time came, and the birth of our first child, and we had Cassandra. We would wait another 3 years. Cassie was born with some physical eye problems, so it was taxing on us. We would wait, thinking, we're just not sure. I remember one of the eye doctors we had went to see, and when he saw Brenda pregnant, he said, "What are you guys thinking? This could be generic. This could be hereditary. Have you thought this through?" And we're thinking, well, this is God's child, so yeah, we've thought this through. So, well, Andrew was taken by them, by one of my relatives, so Aaron. We'll name our next boy Aaron. Little House on the Prairie was still going, so Brenda would say it was my idea, so Carrie. Carrie was another character later on, so the anticipation of our second child, and Carrie was born. My grandpa, he would say, "Keep at it, Roger. I had 6 girls till I had my boy, so don't give up." And I said, "Grandpa, I'm tapping out at 2. So we would wait 6 years. It's almost like a second family. Brenda would finally have her way and say, "Let's try for that boy." Well, by that time, Andrew had been taken, Aaron had been taken, so now I'm left with Nathan. What about a girl name? Cassie, by that time, was 6 years old. She fell in love with this one story, and Rebecca. And I thought, perfect, that's a biblical name. So we got Rebecca for a girl, Nathan for a boy, and Rebecca was born. So by then I'm done, right? Not following Grandpa's advice, and God would have his way, because within 4 months, we find ourselves pregnant again. It's like, "Lord, okay, this is your boy now," because this, everything else was planned like clockwork. We did not plan for this one. So Nathan was still available. We're going with Nathan. Brenda would say, "Hey, this pregnancy so far is going different. This is a boy. I've never felt like this in any of the pregnancies." And I'm thinking, we better have a girl name. So I'm thinking of Carla. There was this wonderful farmer's wife that would come into the shop that I really respected. And I liked her name, so it's like, Carla. Well, when our baby was born, Doc Hansen looked at me and said, "What do you want to name her?" Brenda is shouting inside saying, "No, this is supposed to be a boy." Carla it is. So I'm thinking, for all of you, why am I sharing this story? Because I think of all the work that we put into planning, right, for names. And really, who is this child? And what do I want them to be remembered for? And then I read this story that says, 8 days later, the baby was circumcised. He was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was even conceived. Mary and Joseph, they didn't have a choice in what they were going to name this child. Lord Most High. He is God in the flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. He was in the beginning. So from the very beginning, he's from the Most High, reigns on high. What other king would leave their throne and come to earth, right? To dwell among men, among us. He would give him the throne of David. Going all the way back into the Old Testament. The promise that we're told through Samuel and recorded in 2 Samuel that God would give the throne to David, one of his ancestors, and this ancestry, this promise is now being fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And he would reign over Israel. Yes, he would come for the Jews first, but not all would receive him. Not all would recognize him. His kingdom would never end. You know, there would be those at that time that were looking for this oppression from Rome to end. They were looking for this political savior like David who would reign, take them away from their oppression, but Christ would come different. Yes, he was a king, but he was a spiritual king. And he would come to dwell among us. And this baby to be born would be called holy, the angel says. To be holy in the Bible means to be set apart. Leviticus 19, verse 2 would say, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. To be holy, set apart. So this child is set apart. without